Over the last few weeks, South Lake Tahoe has had to contend with wildfire smoke and mandatory evacuations due to the Calder Fire. One of those people who is still evacuated is Lake Tahoe Community College President Jeff DeFranco. He's been trying to juggle getting the school ready for the first day of classes while away from campus. He shares his experience with KUNR's Lucia Starbuck.
Lake Tahoe Community College is a small rural school near the southeastern shore of Lake Tahoe. Each year, it serves about 7,000 students from California and all corners of Nevada, even some from abroad. The college's president, Jeff DeFranco, said this is a start of the fall quarter like no other.
So since the week of August 23rd, we ended up having to actually close our physical campus that week due to severely deteriorating air quality issues. We were just offering services to students via virtual. Now, the good news is during our COVID experience, we got very trained up at that and we were able to offer registration and counseling and support. But then fast forward to Sunday, August 29th and Monday, August 30th, that's when the fire was really encroaching on our community. There was mass evacuations in the South Lake Tahoe region. And we ended up making this difficult decision to actually close all our campus services, virtual or physical, just because so many of our students and employees were being displaced, having to evacuate all over the West Coast to friends and families, houses, even to shelters. And so we were completely shut down that week.
So when is the first day of class and will that be in person?
We opened back up for virtual services on Tuesday, September 7th. It's currently our intent to bring back opening of our physical campus Monday, September 13th, which would typically be the date of our fall quarter. But our fall quarter was actually pushed back a week just due to the impact by the fire. And the reason we pushed back is just so many employees and students were just disrupted by this experience that really impacted a significant element of our community that we needed just more time to get ready for the launching of our fall quarter and to provide students time to register and get reengaged.
How many of your students and staff had to leave their homes?
There's probably about 1,000 students who are impacted by this between our face-to-face and local online students. When you look at our predominant face-to-face employee set, a vast majority of them live in the South Lake Tahoe region. So it's estimated that 70 to 80% of our on-campus employees experience some sort of evacuation order or warning.
Have you had the chance to chat with some of your staff? How are they feeling?
I think really a key time was that Monday night, August 30th. That's when the fire was coming off Echo Summit into Christmas Valley in the Myers area. Many of us, myself included, were looking at the heat maps online that was looking like maybe our entire neighborhood may be engulfed in flames, including the neighborhood where my house is. And I know that night and that next day was very emotional for a lot of people that I talked to, you know, not only concerned about our homes, but just concerned about our community. And many of us that live in Tahoe live there because we love the natural environment. So definitely there's a sense of loss and a sense of mourning. But I think that's also coupled with a sense of resilience.
And you haven't been able to return home because the Myers area is still under mandatory evacuation orders. You have the first day of class right around the corner. I mean, what's been going through your mind?
The week leading up to the fire evacuation, you know, I was working by day and by night to help make decisions for the college, meet with my board to get our academic calendar extended, things like that. And at the same time, after work in the evening, I was out in my yard with the chainsaw, taking down limbs and doing defensible space work and raking up pine needles. Also, just on a more personal note, I was spending a lot of time trying to attend to the needs of the college, but, you know, personally concerned and worried about my home and where are me and my kids going to live if our house doesn't make it? How will I do my job if I'm dealing with my house rebuild? So it definitely, you know, created a lot of uncertainty and a lot of big anxiety. And I'm trying to be resilient and get over that hump. But I think, you know, many of us are still carrying some of the anxiety that went with this living through a crisis like this.
That was Lake Tahoe Community College President Jeff DeFranco speaking with KUNR's Lucia Starbuck. Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.